So what piece of advice would I give my younger self? Well, in many ways, it's the same piece of advice I should give myself these days, which is, you're not as good a person as you think you are, and you're not as bad a person as you think you are. Everything's very much in the middle, rather than at the extremes. I guess I would tell myself that when you leave school, you're going to find out that you're not as sort of special as you think you are. You're not a sort of celebrity. You're a person in a comprehensive school who's doing pretty well at kind of creative stuff. But when you move out into the world, there's going to be a lot of people like you. You're going to be one of many, 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 many. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't have such high expectations. Understand that you're going to have to work really hard to get anywhere. And that there's so much to do with luck. That a million people who are brilliant never make it. And a million people who are average make it. And even some people who are rubbish make it. It is very much about luck and who you know. And I would say to myself that, you know, a lot of other people have also had hard times. And, you know, everybody else feels insecure. Everybody else is worried and paranoid, or most other people. And that all of the walls that people build up, the older you get, the more you see through those walls, or the more people take them down, and you get to talk to people kind of straight, face to face, direct. And that's going to happen, and you're not going to feel so alone, and you're going to understand that other people are having hard times, and other people are having much worse times, and you'll be able to put yourself into perspective a little bit. And I guess I'd give myself a hug and tell myself that it's not going to be exactly all right, but it's going to improve. And not just that, I think that I would also say that, well, the future is going to rush at you. So take a little bit of time now to enjoy what you've got and when you've got it. And I guess I would also say, well, I mean, you know, all of those political beliefs that you have and all of those high emotions that you have and how you think that those won't temper and won't fade as you get older. Well, they may. And please don't hate yourself too much, as they do. The real world is very hard and heavy, and you can't always blame yourself for finding it to be overwhelming. I don't think I'd like me though, so I probably would ignore me. But there you go.